Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The man with the plan, wow. Brad Blinks.
Hey, Scott. How you going, Scott? Patty, Sue, John, Trev. Look, I've got to tell you, I'm in a fascinating spot. I'm in the middle of a food court at Mall of America.
Oh, God. Right next
to, I didn't think I'd end up here in my life. But
no kidding.
Yeah. I'm right next to Radio Row, so there's about 200 radio stations from across America all squeezed into this little area.
So that's where they're putting them, at the food court of the, Mall of America.
That's all sports guys need, right?
No Scott? Wonder yes. Francesca got out of the business.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good yeah, Lord. Now, the word is that Rob Gronkowski is gonna be okay. He cleared the protocol, and he's going to be available to play on Sunday.
Yes. Well, they've had him locked away playing video games for the last week, and he seems to be going all right playing video games. So they reckon, good, he can get that battered melon of a head out on the field. And I know he's your favorite player, and so it's going to be interesting to watch. When will they release him, Scott? When will they let him run across the field in the middle? Will that happen early on or late in the game?
They're late in the game. They don't risk it until, they really need it. And if they're leading by 14 points or so, they won't even do it then because they don't want to hurt him again.
Hurt him, yeah. Well, in terms of Belichick, have you been watching his press conferences? He's lightened up earlier in the week, but now he's becoming more mono, is it syllabic, syllables? He's only using one word, yes or no?
I'm going to let you roll.
Anyway.
No, what the deal is that he's back to being himself is what you mean.
That's right. That's exactly right. As for Tom Brady, I love what Patty's been saying about him all morning, about his nightshade vegetables and 37 glasses of water a day. but I've been watching this documentary he made, Tom versus Time, on Facebook. And it's like a smoothie commercial. His smoothies look amazing, Patty.
I know, don't they?
Oh, yeah. My God, I just sit there and watch you making smoothies all day. I don't know what that says about me, but it's a pretty fascinating little documentary there from Tom Brady.
It is interesting to watch, correct?
It is, very much so. So, Scott, yeah, I was out on the streets yesterday of Minnesota. The town is booming. People are all walking around with their Vikings gear. They think they're actually in the Super Bowl. So that's
don't they know they're not playing?
They're so nice, these people. So nice. Minnesota nice. And
Nice.
Yes, that's what they call them. And I talked to a member of the organizing committee. So he played a big role in ensuring that the stadium got built and that they're bringing brought the Super Bowl to the town. And also, he has some input on the halftime show with Justin Timberlake.
And so what's his name?
His name is Alonzo.
Alonzo. That's a good sports name.
Brad Blinks, and I'm here with
Alonzo.
How's this coming along so far, this Super Bowl preparation?
Everything was well planned. Everything was on time. I mean, all the events have been on point. Yeah. And like I said, all the fans, it's good to have a lot of fans around. And, it's just good to see everybody get together for the big event.
What's going to happen at the halftime show?
At the halftime show? Now, that we're not sure of yet. But it's going to be fun.
Justin Timberlake?
I hope, yeah.
What happened last time with Justin Timberlake?
Oh, with the boob thing?
How do you make sure that does not happen again, Alfonso, as one of the officials?
We didn't invite Janet Jackson. No Janet Jackson.
Is she trouble?
No, she's not trouble. It just was I don't know if it was a publicity thing or whatever, but it still was a good performance.
Still something popped out at the end.
Right. Hey, that made it rememberable.
Really rememberable, right?
Right.
Have you met any Philadelphia Eagle fans yet?
I've seen them all since I've been here. I see everybody here.
The Philadelphia Eagles fans, they're not going to throw beer cans at you?
If they throw beer cans at us, we're going to catch the cans, drink the beer, and throw the empty can back at them.
Right. Have you figured out who Roger Goodell is yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to look it up.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. Thank you.
Now let me get this straight.
Classic accent.
Now, you introduced him as Alonzo, and then during the interview, you called him Alfonso.
Yeah, I'm not very good with my Lonzos. I'm sorry, Scott. Yeah, I had it. I knew. I knew I had it wrong.
Wouldn't you think someone who's on the organizing committee might know the name of the NFL commissioner?
Right. Yeah, well, look, he's been working really hard for like 4 years.
I think this is a big Brad Blank scam-a-lama-ding-dong.
Come on!
You're here in New York, aren't you?
That wasn't a Minnesota accent either.
It was southern Minnesota.
Down around Alabama.
Wait, are you saying that Brad can't get an A-lister out of the Super Bowl?
No, Brad's saying that, not me. All right, I guess you're done for the day.
Steve was great. Yeah, I'm going to go to Chipotle now and smash a burrito for breakfast.
Tell Alfonso or whatever the hell his name is. Yeah. We said hello.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Scott. See you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Oh, my God.
He's so funny. That's great.
He does that sometimes. He'll come up with some big wig.
Right.
Involved in a movie or something, and you get them on the phone, they know nothing about anything.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.